Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 66th week of our look at the book of Genesis, and this week we're in chapter 49 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let's read verse number 1 and 2 before Reuben gets into the picture. Jacob called unto his sons. Remember, he's on his deathbed. Literally, he's on his deathbed. An old man, his eye, remember we looked at it last week with Ephraim and Manasseh, his eyes are beginning to grow dim. And who's that with you, you know? Joseph, well, those are my two boys, you know. Anyway, he's near the end of life. And he says, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourself together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Now I want you to get the picture. Already Joseph is there around Jacob's bed with Ephraim and Manasseh. They were already there. Now whether or not, the Bible does not say whether or not Reuben and Issachar and the rest of them were there when Jacob blessed Ephraim and Manasseh, the Bible does not say, but I guarantee they were close by. If they weren't at the bed, they were there shortly after he did the blessings upon Ephraim and Manasseh. In my mind, I picture all of them gathered like a family. You know how family would gather around a deathbed. Now, whether or not that's the case, I don't know. The Bible does not speak of that. But I can picture them all together because here in chapter 49, they are all together. Okay, and he starts talking about when he speaks to Reuben. But anyway, Jacob calls his sons to his bedside to pronounce what will befall them in the last days and what God will do in their lives in the generations to follow in those 12 tribes in the future. But notice in verse number 2, when Jacob realized who he was, and I mentioned over the past few weeks that Jacob is sometimes referred to as Jacob. Sometimes he's referred to as Israel. Again, you see it here in this one verse that Jacob himself now is referring to himself as Jacob, and then he refers to himself as Israel. I find it very interesting that he says, ye sons of Jacob, who he says, you're my son, the sons of Jacob. Remember what the word Jacob means? It means supplanter. It means deceiver. But the picture is what he was. Israel, literally, remember when he wrestled with God, literally it was Jesus, and the Lord said, let me go. And Jacob said, I will not let you go till you bless me. Well, you remember the story. He finally blessed him, and the Lord said, now you're no longer Jacob. Your name is now Israel. Well, Israel points to his new life. Jacob's the old man. Israel's the new man. And so in this verse, you see Jacob referring to that when he says, with the ye sons of Jacob, and here unto Israel, your father. Interesting, and I've already mentioned that, but Jacob knew who he was and where he came from. And here he is in his last day or days, and he's in retrospect thinking the goodness of God in his life. And by the way, when people at the end of their life, they tend to do that. I ain't there yet. I still hope God gives me a lot of years, but I hear stories and others as you have a lot of time to think when you're laying there. That's what Jacob had done. Then he addresses Reuben in verses 3 and 4. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Now, by now, Reuben has a big smile on his face because those are pretty good words. Reuben, you're my firstborn. I mean, I am so proud of you is literally what he is saying here. And then look in verse number 4. I think Reuben's smile was wiped off his face real quick when he says, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Why? What a shock that must have been to Reuben, who was the firstborn. By the way, Reuben had naturally taken his place closest to his father, because that was his place. He's the eldest. So Jacob is looking up, and there's Reuben. Okay? So naturally, that's the first one he speaks to as far as in this setting here. Reuben was once the pride of his father. Matter of fact, the word Reuben literally means behold a son. Behold a son. Wow, I have a son. They named him Reuben. He was proud. What a disappointment Reuben had become. He showed so much promise. Matter of fact, he said, you're my firstborn. You're my might. You're the beginning of my strength. I was so proud of you. The excellency of dignity, excellency of power. You had everything going your direction. But he'd become a disappointment. Reuben had become weak and unstable and, yea, even lustful. Remember in Genesis 35:22, time won't allow me to read all, go back. But that's when Reuben went and laid with Bilhah, Jacob's concubine. Remember the story there. And this is what Jacob is referring to. Even though Jacob didn't mention anything in Genesis 35 about it, very little was said about how Jacob responded. Jacob, his dad, never forgot what Reuben had done with Bilhah. He didn't forget. Bilhah was the mother of his brothers, Dan and Naphtali. And he said, Reuben, thou shalt not excel. What a blessing upon your son, your oldest. He didn't say you're going to be a loser. Reuben, you're just a loser. He didn't say that. He said, but there's nothing good. You're not going to excel. You're not going to place yourself. You're not going to be above anybody else. As a matter of fact, it came true. The tribe of Reuben never did excel, even in future generations. No prophet, no judge, no king ever came from the tribe of Reuben. The tribe of Reuben never excelled in anything, ever. Reuben is an example how in Matthew 19:30, chapter 19, verse 30, the Bible tells us that the first can be last. Well, Reuben's kind of an example of that. How sad. Had everything going for him, the firstborn, and dad was so proud of him, but he became a disappointment in his life. And not only Reuben, but his generations to follow, they never did excel. And I will mention that in my morning message about dads setting a direction for your family. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. Well, after Reuben, we see Simeon and Levi, verses 5 through 7. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Remember, Jacob, Israel is still talking. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. Can you imagine these boys expecting a blessing from dad, you know? And dad already, boy, he laid it on Reuben. He said, you're not going to excel, son. And then here's the first words out of Jacob's mouth to Simeon and Levi, who are the next eldest, by the way. Y'all are instruments of cruelty. They're in your habitations. Oh, my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly, mine honor. Be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel, and I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Okay, here we get with Jacob, who was the second born. Reuben was the eldest. Simeon's the second born, and Levi is the third born, and they received their quote-unquote blessings or the future of their life in the tribes. And after hearing Reuben's, I am sure they were really excited about what dad was going to say to them, and I'm saying that in a slight. I wonder what dad's going to say about us, what he said about Reuben. Well, the first words out of Jacob's mouth was this, y'all are instruments of cruelty. Wow. Thanks, Dad.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.